Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2295, Confronting Fear by Calling It Out, and The Lessons Dogs Teach Us About Life, both by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays, to help you live a more meaningful and positive life. 2 posts today, so let's get right to them as we optimize your life. Confronting Fear by Calling It Out by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. For the past 3 months, I've sat down at my laptop, written, and shortly thereafter, deleted the words on the page. Sometimes I reach an entire paragraph before I stop. Other times it's a sentence or two before I hang my head and give up. Call it writer's block. Call it lack of inspiration. Call it motherhood. Call it whatever you want. But we should really call it what it is, fear. I am afraid of failing. I'm afraid of writing something that is not important or inspiring. I'm afraid of it not being perfect first. I'm afraid of starting from where I am. I'm afraid that it won't resonate with anyone. Heck, I'm afraid that no one will read it at all. I'm afraid that I'll spend my time writing, fail, and regret having spent this time away from my baby. But more than anything, I'm afraid of how I will feel if I don't do it. And that's why I keep showing up in the first place. Fear has prevented me from trying too hard to achieve my dreams and has plagued many life situations before they've actually happened. In fact, I was afraid to become a mother. I was afraid mothering would not come natural to me, that I wouldn't know what to do, and I wouldn't know what my baby needed. Heck, I was afraid I wouldn't even be comfortable holding him. I was afraid of the unknowns and the things people tell you about parenting that make you wonder why anyone would ever make such a life choice. I was afraid of looking tired all the time and of raising a child away from my family and trusting others to care for my baby when I'm at work. In actuality, being a mother has been entirely natural for me. In fact, I truly feel that I was meant to do this, which amazes me because I once considered not having children at all. And things have not been the way people make them seem, chaotic and messy and painful and emotional. Of course, I've had moments of each of these things and the messes, while yes, those are real, my focus is on the relationship I'm cultivating, little mind I'm helping develop, and memories we're making. The unknowns are more like adventures to me than challenges. I get decent sleep, and when I don't, it's usually my own doing, and we're surviving with our families nearby. And well, that last part about trusting others has been a particularly large hurdle as of late, but I know there's a solution of the highest good and trust that things will fall into place. When I struggle with fear, I have to remember how wonderful things can turn out when you let them. When I'm afraid, but I do it anyway, life never ceases to surprise me. When I show up each day with a little fear, I can't help but be proud by that showing up part. I'm choosing to live life in the flow of the universe, which means letting go of resistance and heaviness and struggle. When we let go of these things that give us tension and make us feel sluggish, we can allow in more of the things that feel light and bright and make us feel joy. I choose to no longer make things happen. I allow things to happen. And I can allow things to happen, especially when I do it all in spite of the fears I hold. Simply greet your fear, share with it your gratitude for its concern for you, and go on your merry way. you know you'll see it again, but it won't prevent you from doing this one thing first. The Lessons Dogs Teach Us About Life by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. There's no joy in life much like telling a dog that they're going on a walk. It's Christmas Day, they won the lottery, they're going to be grandparents, and they found a front row parking spot. They aren't afraid to hide their excitement either. Anyone within a 5-mile radius knows how excited this moment is, with the incessant barking and the jumping. Oh, the jumping. Now we try to keep calm, and by we, I mean just me, because no one else is acting calm. Nice and calm. Okay, we're taking it nice and easy. We're making our way to the door. Meanwhile, my dogs are jumping all 4 feet off the ground and running circles around me. When you jingle the leashes, there's even more commotion. As if the 4-letter word that rhymes with smock isn't enough, the leash jingle sends them over the edge. What baffles me is they have a large fenced backyard to run around in, and they would much rather be confined to 2.5 feet in front of me, but that's beside the point, really. I realize it's all in the adventure of new smells, new sights, and the possibilities. Oh, the endless possibilities. Yesterday, we got within 3 feet of a rabbit. It was trying to camouflage itself. It was doing it right. We didn't see it. It darted off under a nearby bush. Though no one caught the rabbit, the possibility of catching the rabbit was enough for them. It's all in the change of routine. In our house, they can expect the same things, the same toys, the same water and food dish, the same couch to jump on when we leave them alone. But outside the walls of the house, out in the real world, there are opportunities for big, unexpected things, for chance encounters, for daring adventures, for tail wags and rabbit snacks. But when the journey comes to an end, they're the first ones to admit how glad they are to be home. You can see it in their slowed steps. You can hear it in their panting breath. As much as they like to get out of the house, they are happy to return to a big dish of water, blankets piled high, and adequate nap time before the next adventure. They sleep for 20 hours a day, lounge with all 4 paws high in the air, barely move all morning and afternoon, and they teach us so much about how we should be. Here are just a few things I've learned from Archie and Hank and that we can all take from our companions. Get excited about what brings you joy. Show it unabashed. Jump and run circles around people as you shout out about it. Chase the rabbit or whatever gets you jazzed. Get outside your comfort zone and then get cozy with what you've got because it's pretty great. You just listened to the posts titled Confronting Fear by Calling It Out and The Lessons Dogs Teach Us About Life, both by Katie Ping of moreofwhatmattersblog.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
All right, I think Katie pretty much nailed it on the head with these ones. I'll keep this ending short for today. Have a great day and week. And I'll be back tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.